It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and it never coming round.
You're not even.
Now and then I can't remember the words. I just gonna keep going along.
Turn around.
Now and then I don't know what I'm doing. Rising look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn
stop laughing, me
right. Start singing the right words.
Nothing going to the end of the night.
Then our love is like a counterpeg.
You missed it, man.
I don't know what to do. I'm always in the dark. Living in a powder keg, giving up a spark. I really need you tonight.
Wait, I got the other part.
Falling apart.
Oh, you went.
I went to the harmony.
There's nothing I can do to lift to the heart.
Well, now that we've destroyed that song in the memory of every human being within an earshot,
you said we were going to remember
fatality.
That song.
Yeah, that is a fatality right there. We destroyed that song.
Oh, that makes me proud.
I mean, I want to see you get up on karaoke and do that and just like randomly the dark the eclipse of the heart
get booed off stage.
That's the mumble, like the mumbly version of that song where no one really knows the words, so they just kind of the night love was like a side all of the time.
I thought I knew the words. And then it turned out I didn't know the words.
I think that's that way for a lot of people with that song. They're like, oh, I know this song. And then they're like, oh, I don't know this
song. Well, see, that's the panic that most people have. Not you, but most people have. That's what I have whenever I like go up and do karaoke, is because I'll be like, oh, maybe not. I thought I knew the words, well, but I don't know the words.
Well,
that's
the nice thing is they have words there for you.
Yeah, but I mean... Okay, so for instance, the last time we did karaoke when I did the Spanish song that turned out to be the wrong Spanish song.
Right.
Like, I knew kind of how the words were supposed to sound, but I didn't know what the words were.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah.
So when the words came up and I was reading them, they did not click into sort of what they were going to be. I don't know if that makes sense. That's selling.
That did not. Okay. But the first part did.
Okay. So, you know, they just didn't fit to my head was thinking in terms of the sounds that I make when I listen to that song in the first place.
Maybe you should start with just English songs first and work your way into Spanish songs.
Well, it's a Spanish karaoke.
Yeah, but so? I go to...
When in Rome, do like what the Latinos do.
I go to karaoke, and Latinos have no problem getting up and singing their little Spanish songs in the middle of all these white people singing, you know, Bonnie Tyler and all the other stuff. They don't care.
Okay.
And they don't seem to mind when I sing my white person songs.
You do sing white person songs.
Oh, yeah. Straight up.
White person songs.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking country, but it's old classic crooner stuff. White person songs. Absolutely.
Yep.
No, that's not true. I've sung some R&B. I sang
Sammy Davis Jr.
No, I sang Al Green.
Al Green.
And then I've done Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
I only know a couple of Sammy Davis Jr. songs.
I wish you could have seen it.
Oh, Ray Charles. I get it.
Guess what day it is, by the way?
It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the day before the Denver Broncos' very first preseason game. That is what today is, and I'm very excited about it because we finally have honest-to-goodness football back on TV. I'm watching Houston Texans take on Carolina. Carolina's winning. And I don't care if they're playing third stringers. As I told you off the air, I said they could pull people in out of the stands and dress them in cheerleading outfits and make them go out and hit each other. For God's sakes, it's actual football. I'm very excited about it. And tomorrow night, we get to see our very own Denver Broncos get out there and take on a Chicago Bears team that I think has as much mystery surrounding them as the Broncos do this year. They are not sure who their quarterback's going to be. They have a first-rounder.
Mike Glennon is going to be their quarterback.
But you know they want Trubisky. You know they want Trubisky
they
to play.
They do, but they gave Mike Glennon a three-year. They want
they Glennon want, come back up for three
no,
years.
No, Chicago's big plan, I think, is they want Glennon to be the starter and have Trubisky learn.
So, again, they are also just conceding the season. Because Glennon is never going to win anything.
Well, see,
anybody.
I don't know that. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
that.
Yeah. You have seen these people play, right? I mean, you've seen Mike Glennon actually play in a game for more than two games or more than one and a half. You've seen him play a season. You've seen Mike Glennon play, and he's not good. Like he is just like Simeon. He makes decent decisions. He doesn't have a great big arm. He doesn't move, and he is not a playmaker. He will not lead a team to a championship.
No, man. It feels like Trevor Siemian's a leader on this team.
Well, he's a leader because there's no one else to. Actually, if there's a leader on the Denver Broncos offense, it's their wide receiver.
Emmanuel Sanders.
I'll bet you Sanders is the leader on that offensive team, which is a problem.
Well, he's the yeller. Can have different types of leaders on a team. I mean, you can have the yeller, and you can have the doer, and you can have the.
You need a. Listen, Emmanuel Sanders is a doer.
But he's a yeller.
And he's a doer. Players respect him. Players listen to him.
No, I mean, they don't be mutually exclusive, but I'm just saying it's like there's guys who just go out there and just do their jobs well, and then there's the guys who go out there, do their jobs well, and then get on your butt because you're not doing your job as well as he's doing his job, at least as in terms of effort.
Yeah, and that person is generally the leader of the team. If you're a quiet leader on a football team, you're not really a leader.
Well, I'm not sure he's quiet. I mean, he's got to yell at plays all the time. That's pretty loud.
He's not getting on people's butts. He's not getting in people's faces, and he's not making plays. Emmanuel Sanders makes plays, assuming someone can get the ball to him. And the problem is, on offense, your leader has to be your quarterback. It can't be a wide receiver. It's got to be your quarterback.
Like I'm actually excited to see the game because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by the offense.
No.
Okay.
I'll be surprised if I expect the running game to be decent. I expect our offensive line to be better. I expect Trevor Siemian to probably throw a touchdown and an interception. And I expect Paxton Lynch to probably throw a touchdown and an interception.
Okay, I mean, I would take that probably. I don't know. We'll see.
Neither one is going to shine. But I was thinking about it. I looked at the depth chart, and I am I'm patting myself on the back, and I'm using my.
Are you team Coco or Coco Puff or whatever the guy third streamer is?
No.
Wilkes, Polks.
Closter, Loaster, whatever. The guy who will be on the practice squad in 3 weeks. No. I was looking through the depth chart and realizing that, everything that I have said about specific players over the last 3 or 4 years has essentially come true.
Okay.
I stood on the mountaintop and yelled to anyone who would listen that Tyson Brilo was not a good player.
Yeah, and but you had the CSU bias thing, so we didn't believe
it. Doesn't matter. I can have a CSU bias because that's a real thing. Listen, if you're coming from a mid-level small school football team like CSU, who plays in the WAC or Mountain Wuss or whatever it is conference that they play in. If you're dominant at that level, then you
Mountain
have a chance.
Wuss.
But Sombrallo was not dominant at that level of football. Neither was who was it, Shane Ray or Briquette or Bisquette? Ray something. He's the guy that's the third in the depth chart behind. He's a defensive end.
Shane Ray?
Is he from CSU?
No,
who's the other guy?
Shaq Barrett. He's been decent. I think he's been decent.
Shane Ray's been head and shoulders better than him.
Well, Shane Ray is supposed to be head and shoulders better than him.
I wouldn't say supposed to. They were drafted fairly close to each other.
Well, only because Shane Ray tested positive for marijuana, which dropped him down to where the
hey, you're drafted where you're drafted. He's been head and shoulders better than Shaq Barrett. Shaq Barrett's going to have a hard time making this team when everyone gets healthy.
Is there anybody else on CSU that you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember the running back that everybody was like, oh, we got to keep this guy. He's going to be great. He's no longer
Miley
on the
Miley Cyrus? That was his name?
Miley Cyrus.
Pre-Bibs.
Capri Bibs.
Miley Cyrus.
He's not even on the team anymore.
Okay.
And everyone thought that these guys at a CSU were like, and I'm like, I'm telling you people, they are not good players. So when I tell you that Simeon is not a good quarterback, listen to me. I have a track record, and I am pounding the table.
He didn't go to CSU.
Doesn't matter. I know a bad player when I see one. Simeon's a bad player.
Glenn Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
But it don't look like rain.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.